listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And you heard me announce earlier that I was so excited about this particular hour of radio because you are going to get introduced to or learn more about two incredible people, what they're doing to change the world, how they're helping people, what it means to actually step out into the world and say, I'm going to share my healing gifts. And so part of the conversation today, as you know, you've heard Dr. Friederman Schaub on my show before. You've gotten a sense of what his work is about. And today we are kicking it up even more than we've done before because we're talking about what I think is on the minds of so many people. And, you know, what I mean is we're talking about not just the healing journey, but we're talking about the fact that you, me, all of us can learn about the keys to breakthrough healing. And for those of you that have not heard Dr. Schaub joining me here on the show, I love what he's doing. I'm going to make sure you get the website. But he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, Inc. And this is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. And let me just say this, that, you know, there are many, many powerful programs you'll hear about. And one of the things I want to direct you to are the results. When you take a look at the work that he's doing and the people that he's healing, all, and we'll give you the website because all you need to do is just go there and take a look. We're talking about Dr. Real Deal. This is someone that not only is committed to helping people, he's passionate about it. And today, without question, is an important conversation. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. And I just, you know, I'm going to really listen to this over and over again, especially when I have a bad day. Thank you very much for the shout out.
Well, I have to tell you that, you know, people say to me, What are you doing? I mean, you're going to burn yourself out. You're going to, and I said, you got to be kidding. Go listen to a few of these conversations.
Right.
When I can sit here and talk with you for 30 minutes about how all of us, the listeners out there, can learn how to break through and heal themselves, there's really nothing like this.
Well, that's the passion that you have. And I think the passion we share to
yes.
really help people to empower themselves.
Let's talk about this because, you know, I mentioned that this is the keys to
right.
breakthrough healing. I wanted to ask you about this. When we say breakthrough healing, I wanted to get the essence of why we're using a word like breakthrough and get your opinion on why this is so important today in our society when, you know, all you need to do is pop a pill. As a matter of fact, I was coming in here today and I reached into my shirt pocket, which I haven't worn this in ages, and I look at what I pulled out. Amazing that I'm carrying around an Advil or an Aleve thing in here. But, you know, we've turned into the pop-in, you know, pop-in, pop-up, throw the pill in.
Right, right. Well, you know, my background is Western medicine. And when I worked as a physician in cardiology, one of the things that I felt what's very disempowering is that as soon as the patients came to us into the hospital, they seemed to just give all their health into the hands of the healthcare practitioners, into the hands of the doctors. And there was no self-motivation in terms of, okay, what can I do to really heal myself? My body is in your hands. Fix me.
That's right.
And this fix me idea, I think, got worse over the last decade. And it's really something that I think didn't increase our ability to heal ourselves. It actually decreases it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the statistics, there are a lot of diseases that are actually on the rise and not on the decline. And I think there's something that we just have to rethink about. How do we deal with healing?
I had a conversation with Dr. Joe Dispenza the other day, and he was talking about Evolve Your Brain. And I was struck by his conversation, especially knowing that you and I were going to speak, because one of the things that I've learned, and I want to ask you about this, is we have become a oversaturated television commercial society for quick fixes, so to speak.
Right, right. Well, basically, we have three approaches to healing. One is fix it, fight it, or forget it,
okay.
Which means basically, you know, we can't do anything, so just stay where you are and you're going to be stuck with this for the rest of your life. And all of those three approaches are not very empowering. In fact, I think if we're looking at the fight it approach, and a lot of people think, well, we have to battle cancer, we have to really put all our artillery against it and use all this kind of language, you're creating inside quite of a disharmonious environment, which certainly does not help you in your healing process.
You know, I love what we're talking about, and I can't help but reflect on my best friend Linda's mother, who was just diagnosed with a spot on her breast. This is the second time. And so I love Joan's approach to this. They scheduled a meeting in the hospital. They got ready to operate, and she says, I'm not going in there for that on that date. And everybody looked around and said, why not? She said, I'm not ready to. She said, this is absolutely nothing in my body. It's going to go away as quickly as it came. And I want everybody just to chill out.
Excellent. Wow.
She's 83 years old. I think we're going to learn something from her.
Well, you know, and she realizes that she has the health in her own hands. And she believes mm-hmm. that she can determine what's right for her and what's wrong. And I think that's a really important key and a really important start to the whole conversation.
So let's talk about the Personal Breakthrough and Empowerment Program. Because, you know, for me, I loved to have a focused approach to something.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much out there. I love to sit in front of someone like you and say, okay, feed me the answers. Tell me what action you want me to take. And this is something you've been working on for some time.
Right. Well, let's go through an example. So a client comes to me and has since about 10 years migraines for, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, so that are completely debilitating, so that she has to give up her job. The relationships fall apart. She completely is isolated because of those migraines. And nothing helps. Not even the strongest medication seems to help. In fact, when she takes medication, she feels even lousier than before. And so she came to me to find out, so what can I do from the mind-body connection perspective in order to make a big breakthrough? And so we really started, first of all, identifying what is the message of the migraine. And this is one of the biggest keys, understanding that illness or physical symptoms are not about something that's just coincidentally occurring in our body. It's really something about paying attention and noticing what's going on. And I'm a firm believer that we haven't evolved for hundreds of thousands of years to just have these accidents happen inside of us. Our mind and our body work really well harmoniously together. We have trillions of cells that work in harmony for most of our lives. So why all of a sudden they are not working together and create pain or symptoms must have a deeper reason than just, well, you know, stuff happens. And so we're exploring with her what was going in her life, what was going on in her life at the onset of the migraines. What were the patterns? What were emotions? What were the situations? And just dissecting this and understanding there was something beforehand leading to the symptoms, leading to the chronic pain, made her realize, okay, there is some message for me. And from that on, you basically are in a playing field where you can directly work with the mind-body connection to solve the issue.
You know, I love what you're talking about. For those of you just tuning in, I want to make sure you have Dr. Friedemann's website, which is cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com. And we're talking about learning, understanding, and activating, I love that word now, the keys to, you know, the keys to breakthrough healing. You have, you know, committed your life and are passionate about sharing the knowledge, because what we're talking about is having knowledge, and then once we have the knowledge, it's up to the ball's in our court.
Right.
How do you help people move from the stage of knowing to the stage of doing?
With very specific tools that they are learning in the process, tools that are very simple but very effective in order to create the environment, the internal environment to create healing. Well, for example, coming back to this example, in her case, it was a very deep lack of self-esteem and an incredible anxiety of anybody and everything around her. So being able to deal with the anxiety and release it from the subconscious storage place, which in this case was really like a pressure cooker ready to explode. Mm-hmm. And so the migraine was for her a help to just take herself out of any kind of perceived dangerous situations. And as long as she's in a dark room in the sleeping room, mm-hmm. she is safe from that perspective of the subconscious. Working directly with the subconscious, clearing that anxiety, clearing the limiting belief of I'm not safe, made the biggest difference. And learning how to amplify those results from the sessions by really learning how to work with a mind-body connection through those tools that I'm teaching clients helped her to completely let go of the migraines. She was without migraines for months and months. The last time I talked, she was still without migraines, and she had maybe once a month a light headache, but that was it. So it was a 99% improvement just because she took action and understood there is something I can do, there is something I need to pay attention to, and something I need to solve.
You know, one of the things that I've been acutely aware of, and I want to ask you to address it when we come back, is, you know, this idea. I read a statistic the other day, and it said that right now in America, in our society, we have the fastest growing level of disease around body inflammation than anywhere in the world. As a matter of fact, there are some countries that have other things going on, but they don't have inflammation. And so I wanted to talk with you about that when we return back from break, to find out from your perspective, you know, Dr. Friedemann, you know, what does that represent symbolically? Why is it that globally or nationally we're finding such a rise in things like inflammation and diabetes and other things? We'll take a short break when we come back. Yeah, the doctor's in the house. Breakthrough healing. That's what this is about. When we return, we'll let you know about seminar and how to connect with Dr. Friedemann directly. We'll be right back.
Into you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while.
Attention homeowners, if you just refinanced or bought your house, did you know you signed a piece of paper agreeing to pay your lender more money in interest than you borrowed? How would you like to cut that interest almost in half or two-thirds without refinancing or making extra payments? Plus have your house paid off in about 10 years, not 30. If this catches your attention, we can help. Find out how much interest you can save on your current mortgage today by visiting debtfreemca.com or calling 888-252-3083. Your family will be glad you did.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to commandingwealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order the one command at commandingwealth.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life, guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory ebook and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name, and maybe sometime we can hook up.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am so thrilled to Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining me here today. And bottom line is that if you check out the website, cellularwisdom.com, you will find out what his work is about. More importantly, there are opportunities for you to participate in some of the events and some of the opportunities, personal breakthrough and empowerment program. But also today, I've asked him what I believe is a tough question. I think there's a question that physicians and others alike in this country are really pondering right now. And it's got everybody kind of lost and not really sure of how to address it. And that is the rate and the rising degree of which inflammation, and that's the kind of dumping ground for what's going on, is rising in this country. Inflammation in the body, what it is. And so in addition to having Dr. Friedemann talk about that, we also have a special offer for everyone out there today. So let's tell folks on how they're going to be able to receive your gift for today.
Well, if you're interested in getting a summary of the show and some points we couldn't discuss because we don't have enough time about breakthrough healing, send us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. That's in one word, cellularwisdom.com. And we'll send you a nice package, a nice email about very specific keys and tools on how to connect to your mind-body-spirit connection to heal yourself.
So, you know, thank you for doing that. And let's make sure we mention that again. That's info@cellularwisdom.com. And definitely what I want to say is if you've got questions and want to connect with Dr. Friedemann directly, let's give out your phone number so that people can give you a call.
It's 866-903-6463. 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D.
So I just heard you talk about this migraine idea, right? And
right.
Sort of what you discovered going on. So if we were to look at inflammation in the same way, what might we come up with?
Well, you know, the inflammation the statistics talks about is mainly inflammation against your own body tissue. We're talking about arthritis, fibromyalgia, intestinal disorders like Crohn's disease, psoriasis, skin disorders, any kind of those inflammations are literally autoimmune diseases. That means when you translate it, your body attacks itself. Now, what makes your immune system not recognize your own tissue and attack it? And, you know, there's a lot of discussion about our nutrition, and I think it plays a role with that. But I really believe in our society, one of the key problems we have is that we are burdened with conflicts that we haven't been able to solve. We haven't any arena or anybody to really help us to solve it or talk about it. And, you know, I want to just mention the work of Dr. Hammer. And Dr. Hammer is a physician who is who had an illness himself. He developed testicular cancer after his son died. And his son died surprisingly, and a year later when he developed cancer, he was wondering, is there a connection between the death of my son and the onset of cancer? And so after he healed, he went out to just go into the archives of hospitals and interview people who had cancer and then later on expanded it to other illnesses, also autoimmune diseases, and ask people, so what was going on 6 months to 3 years before the onset of the disease? And what he found was very, very significant results. And the results are that in a vast majority of the cases, the people who were developing an illness could pinpoint down significant emotional events, could pinpoint down inner conflicts that really drained their energy and drained their immune system. and started the onset of then the physical problem.
Wow.
And when I'm working with clients, and, you know, I work a lot with people who have chronic autoimmune diseases and people who have cancer, and just interviewing them in the first session and finding out, so what was going on? It's amazing to hear the stories, and also for the people to realize, wow, I was exactly in that mindset of, I'm in a conflict situation. I have no way out. I have no solution. I'm obsessing about it every day, but I don't know what to do. And that process of constant conflict drains the energy to a place where they first often are depressed or in a constant state of anxiety. And then secondarily, the body shuts down or the body has a response. I'm not believing that the body punishes us. I really think the body says, okay, you have to find a solution. This is mm-hmm. your time to pay attention
it's
to that.
It's actually, the body is actually protecting us in
exactly.
a sense. You know,
nudging us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because the body's response is to protect us against from... You know, that thing that it feels is like evil.
It is. Absolutely. And, you know, and it's beautiful then when you are resolving the conflict, how the healing process can start. You know, you have to understand the body heals only in a parasympathetic nervous system state, which means that's a state of our nervous system that allows us to relax, allows us to digest, allows us to heal. When people are diagnosed with any kind of illness, there's so much fuss made about that people usually are in a stress state. So they're in the sympathetic nervous system state. They are freaking out. They're anxious. They're afraid. The messages they are getting are often negative. They are going to the internet and Google and find out all these horror stories. They don't allow their body, the inner environment, to go to that place of healing. And if you are having an inner conflict and you have developed an illness and you haven't resolved that conflict, that illness is really not healed. Healing comes from wholeness. So even though your body seemed to be fixed, your conflict is still there. And I think that is one of the main reasons why so many illnesses either come back or are chronic, because we haven't really dealt with what really was at the root cause of the problem.
You know, it's interesting, as you know, and you and I have talked many times. I want you to also let everyone know that you address these in the Breakthrough Program.
Yes.
And I think it's important for us, you know, to just sort of outline that for folks, because, you know, I talked with a lot of people, and, you know, there are so many people that have pretty much given up. And I think your message is not about giving up. It's about hope. But you also deliver results.
Well, and it's really not that I am doing the healing, but I have a very strong belief based on facts and experience that you can do the healing. You just need to know how to access this healing potential. And I work with clients all over the world. So you can call from wherever you are and just have a discussion and a free phone consultation to get more information. And then you can work from the comfort of your own home over the phone. So it doesn't have to be in person. You don't have to come to Seattle in order to do this kind of work.
What have you discovered in sort of the people that work with you? And I'm asking you because we did our last show that we did, we were talking about, you know, reaching younger people, students, teens. Are you discovering that, you know, that there is a younger population that is really getting hit with some just awful, awful diseases?
Well, I think, first of all, the younger generation gets hit with a lot of pressure. And I'm really shocked sometimes to see, as compared to how I grew up, how much stress already young people have. And I work with teenagers, and I'm just amazed how often they are starting already to get symptoms of chronic stress. If it's now insomnia, if it's that they have also some skin outbreaks, psoriasis, I think there are things that are really just reflecting that they are already internally at a place of panic. And there's a lot we need to do in our society to help kids just to be kids and teenagers to be teenagers and not already make them to the managers or CEOs of their lives by having one appointment after another and one activity after another and putting all the stress on them. Mm-hmm. It's insane, and it's very, very unhealthy.
I just went through this with a very dear friend of mine, brilliant 19-year-old worrying about, is she going to get in college? And just watching her, the process, and, you know, finally getting accepted to two schools. And it's like this enormous burden was lifted.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and the problem is, and I think we could talk for hours about this, but one of the things that I find we have to also in our healing look at is, there's nothing outside of us that's a source. Mm. And if you are, you know, looking for that school, that college, oh, this is my source for my future, you're underestimating what's the source inside of you. And we talked about this in the break,
yes.
How you had a PhD, but your passion was somewhere else.
Yeah.
And so not the companies or your PhD or anything is a source of what you're doing and your success. It's the passion that you have inside. And if you believe in yourself and you have that passion, you can succeed no matter which school you're going. You can thrive and heal no matter what disease you have. But you have to find it inside and you have to look for it.
I love what you just shared. And I think that, you know, the next show we do together, I really want to explore that with you, because it really took the help of, you know, some outside situation for me to have the time to stop to say, you know I spent 5 years putting this together. And I know I spent a lot of money on this degree. And boy, what do I do with this now in learning that this may not be what I want the rest of my life to be about.
But see, you were paying attention. You were listening.
I was paying attention.
Coming back to that, you know, the immune problems and the inflammation.
Yep.
A lot of people are in situations where they feel powerless and they feel there is nothing I can do.
That's right.
And so that's when the body attacks itself, because it is not in a state of harmony. It's not in a state of balance. And it's certainly not in a state of passion.
That's what I love about you. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. CellularWisdom.com. And for those of you that send him an email at info@CellularWisdom.com, you're not only going to get a summary of what we talked about today, but you're going to get a summary of all the things we didn't talk about today.
That's right.
And also check out the information on, you know, breakthrough to healing. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you very much. It was great.
All right, everyone. You've heard me talk about Rustlin. You've heard me talk about pmemory.net, you know, and it seems that there are so many ways to improve memory and get memory skills. But you know what? If that's the case, then why the heck aren't all of us in the groove of memory? We're going to share with you what works, what doesn't. Phenomenal memory. Stay tuned.